countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, now to the story of Kianon Curran. He has swapped the bright lights of Dublin or London to return to live with his family in Skerries near Athy in County Kildare. And his life now is very different from the busy world of advertising and marketing, as he now has four goats and a Mongolian yurt on the back lawn of his family's Kildare home. We sent Brenda along to see what it's all about.
Bonjour, Brenda, how are you getting on? I'm going to bring you on a little journey here. I want you to meet my goats, Aslan, Geronimo, Satanta and Darby. And they're the best of friends. Basically, they're here in the house at the moment. They've free roam. Gates are open, doors are open, and the guys just float around relaxing. And on a beautiful day like today, they're just enjoying the sun.
You're only recently moved back from London. Tell me why.
I had six amazing years in London, I have to say. I worked representing artists and illustrators. I was blessed to get into the advertising industry. And then when COVID was coming, it was, you know, it was maybe the 16th, 17th of March. I was in my office in London at the time. Myself and my business partner were in our shared space.
You can tell us who the business partner
okay.
is. Go on.
The gentleman's name is David Ford, and he's a former international first-choice goalkeeper and Millwall club legend. And thankfully, he's a friend and a business partner. I just felt like, as I said, I felt this was going to go on for a while. And I spun around on my chair and the two of us were shooting the breeze. And I said, David, I feel like I have to go home here. I feel like I should go home to be with my family. Our office was still open. My apartment was still in London. My life was still in London. I got off the plane and as I drove back towards the house, and I just felt steady. I felt grounded. I felt like the bog was literally calling me home. All I wanted to do was go out and chill in the trees, reimagine childhood in a certain sense, because it felt like I left here a teenager, and to come back and absorb all the subtleties of Irish life again, country life again. And the first lockdown was like being a summer. It was like a summer from primary school. I can't describe how different it feels to wake up in the morning and not have to get onto that bicycle and cycle 4 or 5 miles through the epicentre of city life. It was a level of homeliness that I hadn't experienced before. Come on, come on, come on. So we're going to give the boys some of their mulch at the moment now. Come on, come on.
I bet you didn't keep goats in London.
Not at all. We've never had livestock. We've never had pets other than cats, dogs, fishes and birds.
Okay, so...
and the odd hamster.
Who have we got here? Tell me about your first one.
Okay, so the first Pucan to come onto the scene is Aslan. We have some property up the road and I was actually looking for goats to keep the grass down there. Mm. I asked the family friend to get me a goat or a couple of goats, and when they arrived at the house with this incredible pygmy goat, I couldn't believe how small he was. Now, he is the most rock and roll animal I've ever met.
Were you surprised at the connection that you both had?
As soon as I looked into his eyes, I knew he was a special animal.
So we're coming down into your lower garden, shall we say?
yeah, the back garden.
I'm just witnessing the most amazing sight. I have to take a picture of it.
Yeah, go for it.
Can you describe it for our listeners while I take the picture?
Okay.
Kianon?
So like that, we have a fairly sturdy swing, like a bench swing in the back garden. And currently Satanta and Darby, who are our two kids, are flaked out on that bench, just soaking up the sun.
It's really far from the metropolis of London.
It was a dream of mine to come home to Ireland, a couple of donkeys, some goats, a girlfriend, a motorbike, and I'd be living the best life, do you know?
And what bit have you not got?
Oh no, we've got it, yeah. It's worked out.
You've got it all.
It's worked out. I've got all of it, yeah. But there was times in London when I'd be, you know, you'd be homesick, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this one, but I'd go back to the apartment, and as I'd be ironing my shirts in the evening time, and I'd go on to the RTE archives. And then I'd go on to Dundeel and I'd be looking at the price of goats and chickens, and, you know, you'd just be brainstorming about what kind of life you could build for yourself if you did come home. and it's happened. And if anyone has a bit of space...
he's sorry. He's after undoing my lace.
Yeah. They love zips and laces. Love them, love them, love them. So now we're going to try and get the guys to pop up onto the little jungle gym, as I call it, which is basically just a nice little platform of pallets, a lovely walkway ramp, and then we have a platform that the goats can stand up on top of.
And when you say gym, are you talking about like a workout for them?
Yeah, in many ways it is, because you can see, in particular with the young lads, they'll get to a certain height, they jump off, and then as each day goes past, they get more and more comfortable climbing, and they get to exercise their nature, which is to climb, to jump, and to, you know, live their best lives in every way possible. Come on, gents, that's it. On show, look at this, top of the world. So the two guys, they look majestic. Yeah. They're easily up about 8 foot now.
Also, what catches the eye in your back garden is very large yurt. Can you explain it to me and paint a picture, first of all, of what we're looking at?
So, yeah, Brenda, this is where I live. When I came home, I was looking for my own space. I was looking for somewhere to relax in the evenings, and I felt like the yurt was the perfect fit for me. This one is 6 metres wide, and it's 2.8 metres tall. And it's almost like a small circus tent, except with a very decorative small door at the entrance. So what we can do is we can go inside, and I can explain how it's built and why it's built.
Wow, this is not what I expected.
Yeah.
So amazing.
What we have is beautifully hand-painted, hand-carved blue centre poles that hold up the roof. We have an incredible centrepiece that opens up into direct air. So currently we're standing in the yurt, and the top of the yurt, there's a beautiful opening, two very strong pillars in the centre that hold that middle piece up. Everything is tied together with horsehair. There's no glue, there's no screws. This building is designed to be taken down and put up within a matter of hours.
And I see you've your telly and everything here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I settled in, yeah. So I got plugs in, I have a TV, I have some of my music bits here, I have my vinyls.
Why a yurt?
I felt like you'd be living in bricks and mortar for a long, long time. I always wanted to experience something a little bit different. And when I came home, I was just browsing online thinking, how am I going to put a roof over my head? And it just clicked at me. I was like, why not live like a Mongolian nomad and just buy a yurt? London was the concrete jungle. Rooms were small and unbelievably expensive. Now to be here and feel like I'm living in a piece of art. There's history, there's culture, there's narrative, there's the feeling and the expression of Mongolian culture here in my back garden, and I can come down here and call it my own. So it does feel very uplifting, and I feel incredibly lucky to be lying on bed here at night time and be able to look up at this incredible design. Never gets any less special.
Before I go, I noticed that you have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 guitars, a bouzouki, bongos, lots of music.
Yeah, I love the music.
So, Keenan, you got the girlfriend, you got the motorbike, you got the yurt and the goats. Is that the right order, no?
Oh, number one. That's number one. You've nailed it. Yeah,
right, what are you going to sing for me?
So I'm going to sing Negative Vibes by Damien Dempsey. It's a song that sat with me for the last few months, so I'm going to honour it.
Lord, won't you give me the strength to be strong and be true? 'Cause Lord, when the devil gets into my head, I'm so blue. Lord, won't you give me the strength to be strong and be true? Will you knock me?
That is just brilliant. That's Keenan Curran there singing Negative Vibes by Damien Dempsey, and nothing negative about that report there with Brenda. And to see more of Keenan's adventures with Aslan and the other goats, check out his Instagram page called Keenan Curran. And Brenda has a video up which we have retweeted as well.